Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Health Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest development in the use of National Guard troops in American cities. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on what's happening in Portland and Chicago.
A federal judge overnight temporarily blocked the deployment of any National Guard units to Oregon. Now the Trump administration is considering sending 400 troops from Texas to Illinois to stand watch over immigration and customs enforcement activities. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker calls it, quote, Trump's invasion. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he supports the move.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Israel and Hamas leaders are officially meeting in Egypt today, hoping to hammer out a potential ceasefire in Gaza. The discussions come on the eve of the devastating war's second anniversary on October 7th. Government shutdown now in its sixth day. Asked on Sunday when he might start firing federal workers who are currently furloughed, President Trump said it's taking place right now, and it's all because of the Democrats. Nobel Prize in Medicine handed out this morning. This is ABC News. The FBI and the ATF helping investigate a deadly mass shooting in a crowded nightlife district in Montgomery, Alabama, late Saturday night. Two people were killed and a dozen others were wounded. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with the details.
It started with one man firing at an apparent intended target and that person shooting back, says Montgomery Police Chief James Graybois.
When that exchange erupted, multiple people in the crowd, because this was a crowded area, pulled their own weapons and started discharging.
This happening with police nearby. Alabama is open carry, no permit needed. Mayor Stephen Reed.
It was an incident of bad judgment, selfish behavior.
There's a $50,000 reward for info leading to arrests.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine's been handed out. It went to three scientists studying how the immune system fights off diseases without becoming overactive and could have a big impact on further treatment of autoimmune diseases. The Nobel Peace Prize will be handed out on Friday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I really like spring and fall. I dislike the bitter colds of winter and the extreme heat and humidity of summer. But the beautiful greens of new grass and crops and the sunburst of colorful blossoms in the spring, as well as the changing colors in the trees and bushes in the fall, are very amazing. As the days are shortened in the fall, the plants and trees receive less sunlight and the leaves begin to turn colors. Now, in my 60s, I'm experiencing a slowing down of all my bodily and mental functions. But just as the trees in their days of decline can show off a beautiful array of colors and majesty, I can reveal the glory of God to others even in my days of decline. I've never been accused of being normal or drab. I could choose to sit on the sidelines and slowly fade away, or I can choose to stay in the middle of culture and reflect the presence and beauty of Jesus Christ to everyone I encounter. That only occurs because of the transformation that Jesus has brought and is bringing into my mind and spirit. Paul told Timothy to not let people look down on him because of his youth, but to be an example of Jesus Christ through his right living. Friends, we should be more of an example of Jesus as we age. We need to share the example of the love of Christ that has transformed our lives with those in our sphere of influence. When we do that, we will be a witness to a world that desperately needs Jesus. So, hey, go out there and be colorful.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Amplify Health. A little empathy changes everything.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, our long streak of abnormally warm temperatures has come to an end now as a cold front is sliding through that's been providing some of the scattered showers in the region. Overnight, as much as 0.3 inches fell in the northwest part of our listening area, and these showers will continue to gradually progress off to the east and southeast this morning. They may end for a period before they come back later this afternoon and this evening with the second round. Could bring us at least a couple more 0.1 inches. Otherwise, temperatures will be relatively seasonal this week, trending a little bit warmer toward the end of the week as a south wind flow returns to the region. Overall, should be some really nice October weather, cool nights and mild afternoons, again with quite a bit of sunshine. We'll likely have some frost in the region Tuesday night and possibly Wednesday night. Down the road a little bit, looks like our next rain chance could move in by the end of next weekend. Here's that forecast now for today. Mainly cloudy and much cooler with occasional showers. A few rumbles of thunder possible, high at 64. Northwest to north wind up to 10 miles per hour. Showers ending by midnight or so, decreasing clouds and chilly late, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 66. Northwest wind 8 to 14 miles an hour. Tuesday night clear and cool with a good chance of frost and spots. Low temperature in the mid-30s. And Wednesday sunny and quiet, high at 64. Thursday some patchy frost early, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy. Low 38 with a high of 67. Friday partly cloudy and mild, low at 44, high of 70. Saturday should be another nice fall day with partly cloudy skies. Low 46, high 72. And Sunday partly cloudy, breezy and mild, low 49, high 74, chance of showers at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. 53 degrees. Yesterday's high was 82. Record high, 89 in 1963. Record low, 23 in 1966. Last year's high was 65 and the low, 46. Sunset will occur at 6:34 tonight, and sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6 minutes after 7. Right now, just a light breeze from the west-southwest. Barometer at 30.03, 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning. Since it began around 4 a.m. here at the studios, we have a light rain, and we're at 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And the WRCO Sports Boosters, a recap of weekend sports, a look ahead at the Brewers and Cubs in Game 2 as well, and a recap of a weekend for Badger sports teams coming up today on a Monday morning edition of Sports.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests. Perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Napa
I am Phil Nee with Southwestern Wisconsin Sports as we look back at the weekend. First of all, in homecoming football Saturday, North Crawford 50, Highland 8. Blackhawk Warren got a 48-0 win over Pecatonica Argyle, and Royal and Ithaca battled in a good one on Saturday. The Bulldogs came out on top 20-0 for a happy homecoming. It was 6-0 at halftime. The score did not change until the third quarter. The Bulldogs' Quintus Banker had a pick six. The Ithaca defender intercepted a Royal pass and returned at 30 yards for a touchdown, which was the turning point in the game. The final score came early in the fourth when the Bulldogs quarterback Keegan Jones plunged over the goal line from 1 yard out. The only score in the first half was Houston Boland's 6-yard plunge. And the Bulldogs went on for the victory to improve to 4-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference. They'll play at Brookwood during the eighth week of the schedule this Friday night. Royal fell to 3-4 overall, 2-3 in the league. They will face Nisida for the next game. Over the weekend, high school boys soccer on Saturday. Among the games, River Valley was a 2-0 winner over Jefferson. West Salem beat Reedsburg 2-0. And Wisconsinites Barneveld over Watertown Luther Prep. Final score of 2-0. Looking at sports this week in Southwest Wisconsin, first of all tonight, Richland Center JV football will be taking on Dodgeville at Dodgeville. And the Richland Center Hornet soccer teams will be hosting Aquinas. JV action and varsity. Varsity starts at 5 and JV will follow. At River Valley, they have a JV football game with Platteville at home, and varsity volleyball action. They will have a triangular featuring River Valley and Mauston, and Mauston versus Darlington, River Valley versus Darlington. Those matches begin tonight at 5 o'clock at River Valley High School. Also, Riverdale's football game with Boscobel, the JV football game, has been canceled for today. Over the weekend, the Richland Center Ithaca boys team continues to impress on the cross-country courses. The RCI boys had a stellar performance. Owen Dreyer set another school record and personal best. Ryan Stadler, Robert Budden, Kiernan Culver, Sam Jones, and Brayson Garcia Bolin all ran personal bests. The boys team won the large school race by a good-sized margin, coming in with a time of 15:37. Owen Dreyer was first overall in the meet. Clayton Lee was also fourth with a time of 16:24. Ryan Stadler with a time of 16:36 was seventh. Robert Budden 13th with a time of 17:12. And Kiernan Culver, number 20, 1746, his time, Sam Jones, 1803, and Brayson Garcia-Bolin, 1836. RCI defeated Monroe, McFarland, Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Sauk Prairie in the top five among the schools in the large school division. Also, in the girls' side of things, it was Pearl Fretz medaling in the large school division. The team was one short from being a full team because of injuries and sickness on Saturday at Platteville. Coach Eric Mindum talked to me recently about the team's getting ready for the postseason.
It can be really tough, and you know, this time of year, injuries can stack up, sickness going around, plenty of distractions. So it's really about getting focused, getting healthy, and doing those little things in practice throughout the week, pushing the pace a little bit so you can shave those few seconds, because that's really the difference. It really does come down to seconds here and there.
Does it seem like it should be October?
No, the season is absolutely flying by. Wanted to slow down a little bit and enjoy it. It's a really special group of kids we have this year, so we're just trying to, you know, take every day as it comes and enjoy it. But these races, yeah, it's hard to believe we're down to the last few now.
Coach Eric Mindum as his season winds down with the Richland Center Ithaca cross country runners. The Brewers will try to go up 2-0 when they pitch left-hander Aaron Ashby against the Cubs tonight. Milwaukee jumped to a 9-1 lead early in the game Saturday, eventually winning 9-3. All nine of those runs scored in the first two innings. Jackson Chirio went 3-for-3 in those two innings and then left the action with a sore hamstring. Manager Pat Murphy says it would be devastating if Chirio is knocked out. He did work out yesterday, and they did test it to see whether he might be able to go, but no official word has been announced, and it could be a game-time decision. Again, Aaron Ashby will get the ball.
Just, again, like all of the outings leading up throughout the years, I guess, it's kind of just been get outs. So whether that's in the first inning or the fourth, fifth, seventh, whenever it is, I think they've made it clear that your job's just to get outs. And then when they ask you to stop getting outs, that's when you stop. So going in tomorrow would be kind of the same situation.
And manager Pat Murphy was asked about setting up a lineup.
Yeah, I don't think lineups and starting pitcher, I mean, everybody kind of knows what the other guy's going to do, give or take a guy or two, you know what I mean? I don't think it's as strategic as you guys are making it. The Ashby thing, so what are they going to say? Well, okay, Ashby, he hasn't thrown a complete game this year. He's probably not going to throw 95 pitches. But if someone would ask me that question, I'd say, you know, he could go as long as we want him to.
Brewers and Cubs, first pitch time tonight, 8 minutes after 8. Yesterday in baseball, it was Toronto 13-7 over the Yankees, and Seattle beat Detroit 3-2. From the National Football League, the Vikings won another game overseas 21-17. Carolina 27-24 over Miami. Dallas 37, the Jets 22. Denver 21, Philadelphia 17. Houston 44, Baltimore 10. Indianapolis 40, Las Vegas 6. New Orleans 26, the Giants 24. Tampa Bay 38-35 over Seattle. Tennessee 22, Arizona 21. Detroit 37-24 over Cincinnati, Washington 27, the Chargers 10, and it was New England 23-20 over Buffalo in a game played last night. The Badgers were able to keep the game close for a half Saturday, then 20th-ranked Michigan rolled to a 24-10 win. A 5-yard run by Dylan Jones capped a 12-play, 75-yard drive on the Badgers' first possession. Wisconsin dominated possession and outgained the Wolverines 152-142 in the first half. The offense was stopped cold after that. Wisconsin welcomes the Iowa Hawkeyes to Camp Randall Stadium for a Saturday evening homecoming game. Coach Luke Fickell was asked about keeping the score close this past week.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where we still are not close to where we need to be. And the second half kind of showed that. And I mean, I would give them a lot of credit in their ability to stick with what they needed to do and what they wanted to do. And in the long run, probably wore us down a bit. And, you know, we weren't able to sustain and maintain some things in the second half.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team completed a sweep of Lindenwood with a 7-2 victory on the road Saturday. The Badgers welcome the U.S. Under-18 team to the Kohl Center for an exhibition on Thursday. Here's Coach Mike Hastings on the win.
First night, I thought our young guys kind of carried us with Hauser pitching a shutout and Tolk having a couple assists, scoring an important goal for us to extend a lead. And
The top-rated Wisconsin women's hockey team completed a sweep of Maine with a 5-0 decision on Saturday. And the University of Wisconsin Stout claimed the WIAC Conference Women's Golf Championship that was at Reedsburg Country Club on October 5th. The conference title is the fourth in program history, first since 2016. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
This Wednesday, starting at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center hosts weekly consignments featuring fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Cattle are received 7 days a week. Daily updates are available at the Richland Cattle Center website. For more information, call Junior Hipsch, 608-585-3700. Richland Cattle Center, your trusted source for quality livestock.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. Haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She'd still say I love you if I asked, but she never volunteers. Somehow what she never says means more than all the other words I hear. Still, she should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.
I could smell the rain when I walked out of the house this morning. It's been a while, no doubt. Blackhawk on WRCO, Town Taxi Triple Play, and you guessed it, the subject of rain today. A welcome thing in a dry southwestern Wisconsin region. Here's Kenny Chesney.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause the boat's in the bay and it's calling my name. So I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away and save it for a rainy day. I knew I'd be missing the feel of the wind on my face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened. Too busy taking all the blame. Not a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl kind of making eyes at me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak, tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for what ifs and whys and how to let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be about you. I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
Ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. Loved you much too long, my love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and on the hills of the town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday
No wait the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile. Literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even a trip to the airport, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation to those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
Thanks for joining us. Coming up, our trivia question of the day. In a few minutes today, a chance for you to win and impress your friends. The top movies over the weekend, the number one movie, I guess no surprise, Taylor Swift's The Official Release Party of a Showgirl. That was shown locally at the Starlight 14 Drive-In and at Center Cinema as well. One Battle After Another was second. Taylor Swift's movie, $33 million. The One Battle movie, $11 million. Also taking in $6 million over the weekend, The Smashing Machine, Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie, and The Conjuring Last Rites round out the top five movies.
Spineless, you think you're pensive, I think you're mindless. Such a busy little drone that your heart beats in monotone, so loud you can't hear me. Repetitions is what you need. Complicated, I say too dramatic. You think I underrate you, I think I finally had it. With you never having time, cause half the time you spend designing brilliant tragedies, and it's becoming your disease. Oh. Get out of my hair, get off of my cloud, get out of my hair, get off of my couch, get off of my lips, get out of my life. Let me give you a tip.
On earth, won't let you deserve me. And even if I kiss the dirt, you're gonna see how I don't hurt.
Get out of my hair, get off of my cloud, get out of my hair.
about it. Been there, done that, already know it'll leave you in a world of hurt. Looking for trouble, you found it. Want to, but don't do it. She'll turn you on, turn to stone just looking at her.
Tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you'll drive. And I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible.
Thank you.
Coy Wetzel and Jesse Murph on WRCO Radio on the 6th of October, a day we say happy birthday to a wonderful husband, uncle, and papa to Ron Granger. Love from Barb, Ryan, Jada, Isla, Sawyer, Brianna, Caden, Elina, along with Isabella, Brooklyn, and Caleb. Have a great day today there, Mr. Ron Granger. You get to a certain age and you're automatically Mr. Right. Have a great day, and we'll be back to check some notes on today with, well, some TV history coming up.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good, honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is on Saturday, October 18th. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU Shredding Event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, October 18th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards as well. Give one away, throw it in a card, or keep it for yourself.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
All right, we go to the small screen today for the trivia question. There are 5 television series in the CSI franchise. The original CSI crime scene investigation debuted on this day in the year 2000. Which CSI was the first spinoff from the original show? 608-647-4155. Which CSI was the first spinoff from the original show? Good luck to you!
Well, the sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella, but darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. If you could see by the colors, yellow, red, and orange, and green, and at least a million others. So tie up the bow, take off your coat, and take a look around. 'Cause the sky is finally open, the rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out.
Casey Musgraves on WRCO. Way to go, our scholar, our TV scholar today is Dean Atkinson. Way to go. There are five television series in the CSI franchise. The original debuted in this day in the year 2000. The first spinoff was CSI Miami. There you go. So the original CSI ran from the year 2000 until 2015. CSI Miami from 2002 through 2012. CSI New York, 2004 to 2013. CSI Cyber, from 2015 and into 2016. And then the CSI Vegas revived the franchise, starting again in 2021 until the present time. Some songs from The Who became well-known. Well, they were well-known before they became theme songs for them, but the original CSI used Who Are You by The Who. The Miami franchise used Won't Get Fooled Again. The CSI New York show used Baba O'Reilly. And the CSI Cyber used I Can See for Miles. All songs from The Who. There you go. A little trivia today. A 16 sub of the day goes to Dean today for knowing the right answer.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, TriStar Gifts and More welcomes shoppers with a fresh selection of autumn treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will appreciate Amish-built hunting blinds, offering panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for ultimate comfort. This fall, TriStar Gifts and More brings the magic of the season to life. Find them on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesse Tank Power Sports.
Ain't a place at all. You can't find it on a map. Don't know what it's called. And on a clear night, you can see stars for days and watch the sun come up from a drop tailgate. Take a ride to the hilltop. Ain't nothing but a whole lot of fireflies flying like golden diamonds. Man in the moon got the whole world shining. Hey, pretty girl, I wanna take you there. Way on. Have you ever heard the sound of the woods when there's nobody else around? Listen to the wind blow, honeysuckle honey. Get a little backwoods truck bed loving. Write our names in a pine tree. Who knows now, maybe this could be the start of something more.
Addington and WRCO Radio. Heavy Trails time coming up. And then in the studio in the house, Mayor Todd from the city of Richland Center and some other subjects coming up on the morning show.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I told you once, I've told you twice, I'm just here. Why? I'm not interested in
happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and it's time for us to say happy trails, put our little records away, and have a good community conversation on the morning show. Next, from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, the 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store in downtown Spring Green and the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's currently 52 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from sending any state's National Guard troops to Oregon. The judge saying last night it appears